Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The trade yesterday released estimates for Friday's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate Report. The numbers look like this. Old crop corn, 876 million bushels. Old crop soybeans, 606 million. Old crop wheat, 422 million bushels. New crop corn, 1.023 billion bushels. New crop soybeans, 336 million. New crop wheat, 482 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. Early calls for cash hog prices today are flat to weaker in the western corn belt, while the eastern corn belt markets are expected to be mostly steady. Terminals are called mostly weaker, with top prices from $49 to $50. Peoria called a dollar lower today, with a top price of $49. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report for Tuesday, May 8th, negotiated swine purchases were $12,525 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $62 to $73. The weighted average was $71.27, a loss of 75 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.39 to $58, the weighted average $56.23. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,766. The base price range was $62 to $76.50. The weighted average, $71.90, a loss of 41 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.41 to $58.50, and the weighted average was $54.11.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser.
We're going to start focusing on where it's too wet to where it's too dry here over the next week or so. Obviously, not all of the crop is planted, so for the crops that are not yet planted, dry weather is still desired by producers. And we do have scattered showers and thunderstorms in portions of the Midwest Corn Belt today, and that's going to slow some activity down in some spots, but overall, it doesn't look like a major problem. Most of the showers and thunderstorms today are going to be in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. And those are states, with the exception of Missouri, that have been rather dry of late, and a lot of planting progress has been made. Now, in Missouri, just spotty showers and thunderstorms. There are some portions of northern and western Missouri that still need to dry out. Same is the case for Iowa, especially northern and western Iowa. Those areas were quite wet over the weekend, and it's taking several days for the ground to firm up out there. But the outlook calls for dry weather in Iowa to continue through the weekend. Looks like the next chance of widespread rain out that way will come about Monday. So there will be some drying. There will be some more planting progress. When we get to this time next week, I think most of the Midwest will have had at least some favorable weather for planting. That doesn't mean that we'll have 100% completion of planting, but I really don't see any major planting issues when you look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole. Obviously, on some localized basis, on a localized basis, there will be a few spots that have some problems with the water. Now, as far as going the other way, what about emergence? We do have showers and thunderstorms in Illinois and Indiana this morning. Most are clustered in the Wabash River Valley around Terre Haute down to Lawrenceville. Some scattered showers are in the Champaign-Urbana area. So far, only a trace of rainfall, though. The radar showing a little band that's developed and is now right along I-57 from Thomasboro to Champaign and also out to the west toward Bonneville. Those showers have not quite reached Urbana as yet, but we do have a few in the area that could produce a little bit of moisture, but I don't think there's going to be enough around here to really delay planting, but also not enough to really help the emergence of the crops either today. So it doesn't look like we're going to have more showers and thunderstorms until next week. There will probably be a cold front coming through about Monday night into Tuesday morning. So around that time, there's a little better chance of showers and thunderstorms. Looking long range, it appears that every few days there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. But we may have a few places where in a week from now we'll be talking about dry pockets and the concern of that. So I think it's going to quickly change from a concern with wetness to a concern for dryness. But when I say that, I don't see us turning bone dry all across the Midwest. I don't see that happening just yet. But with the scattered nature of showers and thunderstorms, there may be some dry pockets out there that on an individual basis be of concern. But it does look like some showers and thunderstorms will be working through the Midwest early next week. Northern and western areas have the best chance of the significant widespread rainfall. And then it does look like a wetter weather pattern will evolve after that. Now turning to the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, that's an area that we're monitoring. Dry and warm weather will continue today and tomorrow, so that's going to allow for some field work to return at least to the western half of the Northern Plains. However, rainfall in the eastern plains over the weekend was high enough, the rainfall high enough that more drying is needed before they can get to work in there. Some showers and thunderstorms will develop tomorrow night across the plains of Montana and then spread eastward on Friday, so there could be some areas where field work will be delayed a while longer yet. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 476, unchanged. Last trade up 2.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 481, unchanged. Last trade up 3. May corn opened at 355.75, up 2. Last trade up 2. July, 365, up 1.5. Last trade up 2.75. December, 367, up 0.5. Last trade up 2. March, 378.75, up 1.25. Last trade up 1.25. July soybeans opened at 739.5, unchanged. Last trade up 3.5. November, 768.5, down 0.25. Last trade up 2.25. July soybean meal opened at 199.90, up 10. Last trade up 30. July soybean oil opened at 33.07, up 3. Last trade up 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
Well, we've had a huge break since the highs earlier this month, over 30 cents on the corn. The question I have for you is, will the recent lows give way?
I would guess they would. I think the price structure of the market consists of sort of a lot of risk components of price, so to speak, and as the uncertainty is nailed down or goes away, and obviously the biggest uncertainty for a while was what the acreage is going to be, and then more recently it's been what is the planting pace going to be, and those are both getting kind of nailed down here, so there's less reason for as much of a risk premium, in my opinion, and yeah, I would absolutely expect those April lows to give way.
So 358 gives away. That brings into play, I suppose, the January low. So that's not that much below that, 354.5. If that gives away, then where do we go?
Boy, that's a lot of that is going to land in the fund's lap in terms of just how aggressively they'll continue to liquidate. But, I mean, they're way off their highs now in terms of their holdings. But, frankly, I don't know why we wouldn't go down and test 340 area, something like that. And certainly going to keep a pretty significant risk premium in here, I think, to see how pollination goes and all that. But that's a long ways down the road, and we're obviously walking a tightrope on carryover. And just how much of a tightrope it is, we're going to get some reading on, a pretty good reading on Friday morning. So I think that's a very important report.
Small specs been washed out of this market at this point?
Yeah, I would say by and large they have, but there's been an awful lot of, I wouldn't say completely, but I'd say the lion's share, yes.
All right, turn your attention to the report. We got about 40 seconds. What numbers are you looking at as most important?
I say most important is new crop corn carryover. You go back a month ago, and it seems like people were talking about 500 to 700 million bushels, and now all of a sudden we're seeing an average guess of 1,023,000,000. Frankly, I'd be surprised if they had a print that large. Personally, I think they'll raise the old crop carryover somewhat, and I would guess the new crop carryover somewhere between 700 and 900, I guess, would be my guess. Anything above 900 would certainly be considered bearish, in my opinion.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities, he is located in Champaign, Illinois, joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.